Richard Perez gets his students in front of microphones and video cameras, teaching them the basics of audio-video production.
We're trying to give them as many skills as they can get early on, before they go to college. So you get options when you graduate now.
Perez teaches at Polytechnic High School in Fort Worth, helping his mostly Black and Latino students run a radio station, make short movies, and deliver the morning news.
Good morning, Poly. I am Carly Romero with my host, Isaiah Macias. This is your Poly News. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance.
Among Perez's assignments, his students create public service announcements, or PSAs, educating their peers about hot topics.
You can't get on the bus with pants sagging like that.
Sagging isn't a good habit to start, and it shouldn't be allowed. For more tips on how to dress, go to www.
These air on the school's online radio station, KPLY. The kids cover texting while driving, staying in school, online bullying, and...
Why is Johnny not playing?
He's in the hospital.
Why?
He had a heart attack while he was in his room getting high for the first time.
In the 8 years he's taught, Perez has learned that his students' creations can be revealing.
Some of the girls that were doing things about being pressured or something by a boyfriend, they ended up getting pregnant.
Asia, if he loves you, he would wait until you're ready. But did you ever think about all the sickness that's out there?
And, I think I'm looking closer at some of their scripts now to see, you know, what are they writing about, and or is this something they're really going through?
The hours of content they produce in these classes are also a new way to communicate for his teenage students, notoriously reticent to talk.
I guess I like AV classes because, like, as a child, I always wanted to be an actor, and being an actor isn't really the easiest job to get into.
Jared Hopkins is a senior at Dubisky Career High School in Grand Prairie. Dubisky is brand new, what's known as a school of choice. It feels like a different world from Polytechnic. Every student has a laptop, and the students keep to a professional dress code. But they do the same things in AV classes.
It's really cool because, like, how many other high school students can say, I actually made a movie?
His teacher, Dee McCowan, says each of the projects in her class teach the students a new way of speaking.
Most people want to get something out there. They have something to say. And, you know, teenagers are no different. Putting out a video or a GIF reaches not only their peers, but maybe explain something to an audience that they don't think understands them.
Last year, when she was teaching at Red Oak High School, a group of her students created an animated story about a boy who grows up without his father.
He left when I was in the second grade. What did I do? I went to elementary school. It was weird. One day he was there, the next day, gone.
When they entered it into a state film festival, McCowan learned from one mother why her son had put so much emotion into his video.
She said, you know, when I first heard this, you know, she said it gave me goosebumps because this story is very much like his story.
I did not cry. I thought he was coming back.
This was something that gave them something to talk about that maybe they didn't want to talk about.
This fall, we'll be hearing more from Dee McCowan's and Richard Perez's students and other teenagers throughout North Texas with the KERA yearbook. While they learn the skills for media production careers, we'll be listening in to see what they choose to tell us about their lives. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.